In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This story begs to be told a la Golden Girls, right? Sophia Petrillo. Picture it. Moab. Sometime in the B.C. Naomi and her husband and her two sons have moved from Judah to Moab, Judah being the home of the Israelites. Judah being the home of God's people. Capital G, God, God's people. And they were hungry. They had no food. There was a famine. There was all this not goodness going on. So they went to Moab. Moab, not Israelite. Moab with little g gods, plural. And the boys fell in love. The boys found Orpah and Ruth. And they fell in love, and the family didn't know how long we'd be in Moab. So go ahead, get married. All this good stuff. Well, they're married. And before anybody can have any children, before the generations can be furthered, Naomi experiences the greatest loss any person can experience. Her husband and her two sons, her entire family, is gone. They died. The people she knew best. She's in a foreign land. The people she knew best, the love of her life, her pride and her joy, her sons, they died. The people who shared her faith in this place, they died. Ruth and Orpah lost their husbands before the family could be expanded. All those hopes have vanished. In the conversation, I'm going to take a little poetic license here. In the conversation at the wake at the funeral, Naomi hears that God has smiled on Judah and they have food again, and that it's not as desolate and desperate as a place as it was when they left. And so she makes her plans that Moab has robbed me of my livelihood. Moab has stolen my boys from me. I'm going home where at least I know that the people around me worship the same God I do. And so she starts making tracks, and her daughters-in-law go with her. Orpah and Ruth are all prepared to go with her. And they're walking along, and finally they get to the edge of town, where the road stretches out and heads to Judah, and Moab's behind him. And Naomi, in her own grief, and her own feeling of loss, says to the girls, says, no, you stay here. You stay here. I appreciate everything you've done for me. I appreciate the joy you brought into my sons' lives, which they're transformed into joy into my own. I appreciate that you have been through the mourning process with me. I appreciate that you have walked this road of grief with me, but you need to stay here with your families and your gods. Don't come with me. And they wailed and they cried and said, no, Mama Naomi, let me go with you. You can't go down this road by yourself. You're a woman all by yourself down this road. It's a long path. There's all kinds of treacherous problems. You can't go by yourself. And she goes, no, my daughters, stay here. I appreciate it. I love you. But what good is it for you to follow me? I'm an old woman. My boys were fully grown. Well, you're going to wait for me to get another husband and have more kids and wait for them to at least reach the age of majority? You guys will be old women by then. No, stay here. I'm going back to my people. You stay here with your people. And they wailed and they cried, and she kept saying, no, stay here. What? It does no good. It does no good for you to come with me. And Orpah says, well, okay, if you insist, kisses her mother-in-law on the cheek and goes back to her mother's house. And then there's Ruth. Ruth, who said, don't make me leave you. And Naomi says, your sister-in-law has gone back. Come on, follow her example. Yeah, I am no good to you. I don't need you to come with me. Which on some reading and some mindset may be Naomi saying, I hope I die on that road back to Judah. I don't want to keep living. And Ruth says, no, don't make me leave you. One of the favorite passages in the Bible. Ruth replied, do not urge me to abandon you or to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do this to me and more so if even death separates me from you. That's the poetic way of saying, you're stuck with me. Don't make me stay here. Don't make me lose you too. Don't make me give up what I've learned sitting at your kitchen table. Don't make me go back to these gods and the God for rain and the God for harvest and the God for this and the God for that when I know and I've learned from you and I believe that the one true God of Israel is the God. Don't make me leave you. Don't make me suffer the loss of you on top of everything else I've already lost. Which boils down to, Naomi, I love you. Naomi, I love you. I love you enough to leave everything I've known. I love you enough to abandon the faith of my fathers. I love you enough to follow the faith of yours. I cherish my place in your family. And I would not be able to live if something happened to you. Naomi relents. Naomi says, well, okay, fine. Scripture says, when Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her about it. Okay, fine. You want to come with? Come on. And that's where our reading this morning ends. But it's nowhere near the end of Ruth's story, is it? We learn that Ruth and Naomi got back to Judah. And that Naomi sent Ruth into Boaz's field. Boaz, who is a relative of Elimelech, Naomi's husband. And that Ruth and Boaz got married and had Obed. And Obed had Jesse, and Jesse had David. And who comes from the line of David but Jesus? The things Grandma would teach me that line up with this lesson are a handful of things. First, love is the greatest power that you'll ever know in this world. Love can move mountains. Love can make things the impossible possible. And it's not the romantic love like you watch on the Hallmark Channel, where that has its place. But this is the love that heart knows heart and soul knows soul. This is the love that God shows for God's people. And that we are called, because God loves us, to love one another with. The second is this. Life can hand you all kinds of problems. Your father-in-law dies, your husband dies, your brother-in-law dies. All the men in your family have died. Now, a lot of people wouldn't be able to take that. A lot of people would not be able to take that. But if Ruth, just play the what-if game, if Ruth had stayed in Moab and hadn't had the insistence of her love for Naomi, and hadn't had the insistence of the God, the love of the God she had just begun to grasp, think about the implications of that. No Ruth going to Judah means no Ruth meeting Boaz, means no Obed, means no Jesse, means no David. And there's 90% of your Bible gone. No Psalms, because there was no David to write them. No Gospels, because there was no David to start that great line that ended with Joseph, and then you get Jesus. We have an obligation to love. We have an obligation to love greatly, right? It's one thing to tell someone I love you. It's another thing to act it out. I believe Orpah loved Naomi. But it was Ruth's love that sent her on that road, right? And more than that, what this story reminds me of is that when you act in love and in that godly love, when you let love be the guide, when you let the love that God has shown for you shine out through you and your actions, God can work some pretty miraculous things. When we act in God's love and chase after the ones who need us most, no matter how many times they say, no, stay here. See how God shows up. You can't let the big, scary things stop you from pursuing love. And you can't let the big scary things stop you from pursuing God's call in love. Ruth was called to follow Naomi, to go with her. Ruth was called to hold on to this person who had lost everything. Ruth was called to go to a place that was not her own to worship a God she had never heard about before she met her husband. I think about the big scary things that have happened in my life. I think about the big scary things that have happened in my life. And the number of times any one of my brothers or sisters in the ministry would say, but God, right? How many times, whether it be my father's alcoholism or my brother's suicide or take your pick, how many times would people have stopped? How many times did I feel like stopping, if we're honest? Love keeps us going, and if Grandma taught me nothing else, it's that love is stronger than anything else you might go through. Love is the thing that holds you up. Love is the thing that holds you down when you need to be held down, because, honest, we've had some times where we kind of get off on a tangent that, no, we need to be pulled back from, right? Love is the thing that encourages us to reach out our hand and say, I am here, and you are not walking this alone. Love is the thing that makes it possible for you to hear where the Lord is calling you. Love is what drives us to drive however many miles we have to go to get to a person in need. Love is what drives us on Wednesday mornings and the pantry. Love is what drives a couple of twins to hold a concert, to fundraise for the Relay for Life in memory of their brother. Love is what drives us to pass around the sign-up sheet for the meals when somebody's gotten out of the hospital or somebody's experiencing something. Love is what brings all the salads to a funeral luncheon. Love. And that deep-seated, that in your gut of your soul love is what makes you chase your dreams. Ruth could have stayed. In her culture, maybe she should have. But I give thanks that she didn't. Ruth followed her heart, and her heart was crying for Naomi. And by crying for Naomi, she was crying for God. Wherever you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, that's where I'll die, and that's where I'll be buried. That's a big thing, to be buried in the land of your fathers, to be buried in the land from whence you came. Ruth threw that away. She said, no, Naomi, I'm coming with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, that's where I'll be buried. May God do more so to me if even death separates me from you. She was inviting God's wrath if she didn't follow through on her promise to love. Wouldn't it be something if every last one of us could do the same for our calling? May God do more so and so to me and more if I stray from the path that he's put before me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Right? Love is more powerful than anything else. It wakes us up in the morning. It lays us down at night. It's that moment between friends and loved ones when the dawning of reckoning happens, when you recognize the person across the room. I see that love every time Harrison pops his head up, right? He knows. He knows. And I see how he looks at each one of you. He knows the love. He doesn't know yet that that's what it is, but by golly, he knows it. Love's the thing that keeps us going. And if you need an extra dose of being reminded of just how loved you are, call me. Come see me. Send me an email. Send me a note. Show up at my front door. You need a reminder of how loved you are. Call me. Because, friends, love is also what calls us home when our days are done. Love is the peace that passes all understanding. Love is the thing that holds us up when we can't do it anymore. It's a powerful thing. Amen.